Shanti. I know all of you have been patiently waiting for the retreat downstairs to finish so you can have more of the seniors upstairs before Sister Mahini comes. There were some very, very salient points. And not just points that emerged in this particular retreat, but more, I would say, realizations. Every year, for many years now, over maybe 20, 25 years now, there's been an annual meeting of the national coordinators and the center coordinators. And in the last maybe 4 or 5 years, we have changed the form of the retreat to call it the integrated retreat, which also includes souls who are on the boards of various countries to be part of the retreat. And this is an attempt to intertwine the spiritual with the secular strand, the spiritual and the administrative strands. Because as Baba's Yajna grows, yes, we have to develop the ability to maintain our stage and our strength of mind and our light and might, and at the same time ensure that no obstacles come in Baba's growing task. And so this time, this year, was the first meeting after 3 years. Because as you know, COVID put a stop to all travel. So we had almost 500 instruments from over 100 countries present. And the theme that was chosen this year was called Being Unlimited, Connected, Co-creative, and Compassionate. And over the course of the retreat, which was a beautiful combination of silence, spaces for reflection, dialogue, and also input from the RCs, there were many jewels that were captured. So they were typed up and given as a gift to everyone, and I've got those here with me to share with you before Sister Mahini comes. When we began the retreat, on the stage were the pictures of all the ancestors. You see all the ancestors at the back there? So they were big kind of ceiling to floor pictures of Baba, Mama, Didi, Daddy Janki, Daddy Kumarka, Daddy Gulzar. And it felt like we were being welcomed, not just by Baba, but by the ancestor souls. These are the souls whose sacrifice, whose renunciation have created the atmosphere that we benefit from today. Brahma Baba's tapasya, Mama's tapasya, created the foundation for growth. And I would say, definitely for myself, that we are eating the fruits of their renunciation. And sometimes I ask myself the question, well, who's going to eat from my renunciation? And there was this very deep appreciation that whoever we are and whatever we are, we're not just created by ourselves. We are a product of love, a love that has preceded us, a love that has invoked us, a love that has allowed us to be born. It's incredible that a mother will spend 9 months in labor, right, bringing a child into this world. But when the child comes out, it doesn't say thank you to the mother, right? And then when the child grows, it has to be sustained and strengthened. And then it becomes a teenager, what does it say to its mother? don't tell me what to do. Right? And I was thinking how much humility plays such an important role in receiving love, in feeling loved, and in creating a sense of belonging, which is so important in this subject of being connected and remaining in the unlimited. It's one of the things that the human soul deeply wants to experience, a sense of belonging. And yet, why don't we feel connected? Because at some point, there's a part of us that can't see where we've come from and where we're going. And so we spend too much time analyzing the minute details of our stories. And sometimes we just have to step back and appreciate our roots, appreciate the love and the sustenance that has brought us to where we are today, so that we can understand that we are part of something much, much bigger. And we have been invoked by something much bigger than who we are. And so, you know, one of the themes that kept coming up again and again in the retreat was the subject of Baba's love. And one of the things that had been mentioned is that Baba's love is able to heal all old wounds and make the soul whole again. And it is through forgiveness and Baba's love that healing for others can take place. And yes, we may take therapy, and there's this whole thing about therapy can move the furniture around, right? It's like playing chess with bits of you and putting it in a different order and in another order. But it's only Baba's love that heals and integrates all the fragmented pieces inside. And I think that emphasis on the experience of Baba's love is the foundation of remaining in the unlimited. I think many times I was in the car with somebody coming up, and they shared something very beautiful. They were talking about two lovers. And you know how when there are two lovers and they'll go out in public to the cinema, to the movies, go out, and they'll have lots of noise surrounding them, but somehow they're both in their own world. And it's like the external noise doesn't affect what's going on between them. They're completely in their own world. And there's something about our relationship with Baba where we create our world with Baba, so that the influence or whatever is going on around, the noise of the circumstances, dramas, doesn't affect the world that I live in with Baba. The experience of Baba's love, very important foundation, so that I can stay connected no matter what. Because it is the power of love that helps bridge that connection. And then the subject of co-creation. So it's not a word that's commonly used in the Brahmin dictionary. It's a very recent terminology, co-creation. And I think it was Vedanti Ben who then interpreted the word co-creation as our ability to cooperate no matter what. Yeah? You know, in any circumstance we're put in, nothing is a straight line. In this Tamopradhan world, in Ravan's world, when there are complications, maybe there are obstacles, our presence as Brahmins the purity of who we are, the cleanliness of who we are, we bring that into a situation. And that supports, we cooperate with our virtues, and that's what supports order. It helps bring solutions. As a Brahmin soul, I can't sit back and say, oh well, if the situation's like that, then I'll be okay. Because that's not what a Brahmin is for. A Brahmin is somebody that brings a solution to the table. Their energy, their virtue, their powers. And so, being a co-creator in any situation is about bringing something to the table. Cooperating with my presence at the table. And one of the things that helps in this process, this ability to cooperate and remain a co-creator, it means to let go and simply become an instrument. It means I don't bring an agenda to the table. Baba wants to accomplish something here, and it is my fortune to be able to be part of this dynamic, to contribute something, to learn something. And so when I let go of an internal agenda and come to the table as an instrument, then I'm in a more free space to be able to offer a hand of cooperation selflessly. And that brings so much contentment. You're not cooperating with an expectation, with a desire for something, but there's a genuine cooperation to bring benefit to something, to enable every soul in that situation to be benefited. And then the subject of compassion. And one of the things that had come up about compassion was that compassion for myself means being able to accept whatever is happening around me. Compassion for myself means being able to accept what is happening around me. And this is where I've often said this about Dadi Jenki. She would say, every problem has a solution. Every question has an answer. And every person has a right to be. When you accept all of this, then you're in a place to begin harmonizing. And I feel the foundation of being compassionate, being able to harmonize with what's happening, lies in my ability to stay in good feelings. And that ability to stay in good feelings, the basis of that is definitely acceptance at a very, very deep level. And, you know, in connection to that, somebody was sharing the story, and it was actually a reminder for us that Dadi Jenki would say, why are you complaining about my daughter? Drama is my daughter. Baba would say to them, why are you complaining about my daughter? And this daughter brings benefit. She is a benevolent energy. And so on the one side, yes, we want to make Baba our friend. And we experience pure feelings in that connection with Baba. But on the other side, to really remain in my good wishes and to become a well-wisher, I have to make friends with drama. And that means accepting drama as it is, for what it is. And that brings rise to this whole thing of let drama do what it has to. Drama is an authority. Drama knows what it has to do. Baba knows what he has to do. That leaves me free to do what I have to do. And that's when compassion also means being able to be my own teacher and not wait for drama to teach me. It means I'm a very proactive individual inside. I'm nurturing something, cultivating something, generating something inside. Because, you know, to remain a well-wisher, you've got to keep letting the water flow under the bridge. You can't let yourself get stuck anywhere or stagnate anywhere. And so there has to be some kind of focus inside that allows me to keep teaching myself, conversing myself with myself, so that my feelings don't become hard. My feelings don't become resistant. We've all had experiences with little children and how, you know, little children get upset, or young people don't understand, you know, the role of a friend or a guide or a parent is just this, to gently explain, to converse, to bring somebody round to a compassionate perspective. And so, can I do this for myself? If I'm starting to experience resistance in a relationship, hard feelings, conflicting feelings, what can I do? How can I talk to myself to bring myself round to a more compassionate perspective? Because the moment that shifts and changes, my experience of what is happening in the drama changes. Yeah? It's a very subtle shift in perception that can change the way you feel.